Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. We want to take you into a message entitled, How to Live Without Sin. I want you to know the Bible teaches that you can live without sin. If anyone tell you that no one can live without sinning and there is no such thing as sinless perfection, I want you to know that Jesus Christ did not sin that person to preach that message. Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committed sin is of the devil, and for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus accomplished destroying sin in the life of the world and the people who would receive him and walk in him. For the Psalms chapter 4, verse 4 says, stand in awe and sin not. 1 Corinthians 15, 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. 1 John 2, verse 1. Bible said, these things I've written unto you that you sin not. The Bible says in Galatians 5, 16, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can live a life without sin. Let's go into the Word of God and prove that further. God bless you.
Things, if you stay within what's written and you stay within a good conscience, you won't sin. Now, how hard is that? That's not hard. And it's fun walking with God, listening to him, hearing his voice, you know. And I can understand how Enoch walked with God. You know, Enoch had such a relationship with God. He just walked with God. And God fell so much in love with him, he just took him. That's the relationship I want, amen. I want that one. Glory to God. Let's look at a few scriptures here. What it says, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. We got to stop making sin this big blob that we can't conquer. Sin is just transgressing the scriptures. Now, I don't think nobody in here purposely want to violate the scriptures. I don't think nobody get up in the morning with the plan and plan to violate the scriptures. So sin is just a violation of the scriptures. It says law, but keep in mind when God says something, it is law. We're not talking about the law of the old covenant. We're not talking about the old covenant law of the offerings of bulls and goats and the law of Moses. We're talking about the law of God, the established word of God. That's what we're talking about here. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is no more than violating the word of God. All you got to do, if you're not there, grow to the place to where God's word mean more to me than anything. David said it like this. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Anybody say they can't stop sinning, they haven't hid the word in their heart. Because David said, I've hid your word in my heart, so I won't sin against you. So if you take his word to heart and hold it dear to your life and don't violate your conscience, you'll live without sinning. And you can go to the movies if you like. Now, if anybody offended by that now, anybody offended by movies? You know, now, you can't go to any movie. You ought to be selective. Amen. There's some things you don't set before your eyes. So I might ought to add that. And I'm serious. I used to think if I walked past a theater, I was sinning. Religion had messed me up. So, you know, I'm glad I'm free. 1 John chapter 5. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. And let's look at verse 17. All unrighteousness is sin, every bit of it. Unrighteousness, let's define unrighteousness. Whatever is unacceptable to God, that's unrighteousness. Now watch this. When your conscience, now the conscience is really, I call the mind of your spirit. It's really your spirit. Your born again spirit that's seated in the Holy Ghost. And the conscience are really the mind of the spirit, okay? If you don't have a scripture on what is not acceptable to God, trust me, your conscience have a record of it. In fact, your conscience know the whole Bible. Your spirit know the book. The Bible said, and you have the mind of Christ. Where is it? It's downloaded in the spirit. Your spirit, your born again spirit know the entire book, the entire canon, okay? And he don't have nothing taken out of context, okay? So righteousness is that thing that's acceptable to God, okay? Whatever is acceptable to God. There's some things in life that's not acceptable to God. If you don't know that, when your conscience bothering you, if you violate it, you go into unrighteousness. If you stay in a good conscience, you can walk inside of the faith and not shipwreck. So if you keep a clear conscience, you won't get in unrighteousness. You won't sin. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3 now, verse 19. 1 John chapter 3, verse 19. Now look at this here. And we're going to go down to verse 21. All right. And hereby, now watch this. Watch the scripture. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Now, you know what the scripture talking about here? Shall assure our hearts before him. In other words, I have absolute confidence that when he show up, everything is well between he and I. It's all well. And you can have that confidence too. And the Bible getting ready to show you how you can walk in absolute confidence that all is well between you and God. This is what the scripture getting ready to show us. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Watch this, verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. In other words, if your heart condemn you, that means it's something going on between you and God. If your heart is not condemning you, all is well between you and God. That's what this scripture is trying to tell you. Because the Holy Ghost and your spirit is one. Your conscience is seated in the Holy Ghost. Now, if something is wrong between you and God, your spirit will begin to bug, so to speak, your heart. And the heart is a component of the soul. The Holy Spirit will begin to bug you. And something will begin to bother you. And when something bothering you, that's simply God saying something wrong. Now, if nothing bothering you, all is well between you and God. Peace. That's how you assure your heart before God. You walking in a clear conscience. You're not violating the scriptures. And you'll assure your heart before God. If he showed up right now, all is well. You will stand before the judgment seat with confidence. That's how God made us. And once if you remember back when you first got saved, one of the first tokens in my life, and I believe it's in every believer's life, is peace. He leadeth us beside still waters. It says, seek, when you want to know God's direction for your life, seek peace and pursue it, follow it. Why? Because peace is the token that all is well between you and God. Peace is the token that you're on the right course, your peace. And when your heart is at rest and nothing is bugging your heart, it's well between you and God. Is that hard or simple? That's simple. Amen. And that's why I live with a smile every day. And inside a relationship, I have different things that go on with relationships or when I meet other people, when I meet people that want to act ugly and stuff, I just make sure I stay inside of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I stay inside of a good conscience. And sometimes, you know, there's sometimes you have to report people to the manager. And then there's sometimes I don't, you know, when people act up. You listening to the Holy Ghost because some people just need help. Some people just dirty. Amen. But you don't want to be so quick to take vengeance. You want to let the Holy Ghost lead you. Some things do need to be taken care of, you know, naturally. Some things may not. They may need you to minister to them. Amen. So what I'm trying to say is let's follow the peace in our heart. Let's follow the Holy Ghost. Let's keep a clear conscience. And long as your heart not bothering you, this is what the scripture is saying. Long as your heart not bothering you, God's not bothering you. But if your heart bothering you about something, guess what? God's bothering you. He's doing this here. and you do well to sit down and say, okay, Lord, what's going on? Did I say anything wrong today? Did I do it? And the Holy Ghost will bring it back to your memory. Amen. Our heart condemns us. God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. In other words, if your heart is condemning you, God knows why it's condemning you. When your heart starts troubling you about something, just don't ever violate your conscience. If you never violate your conscience, you won't ever violate God. I'm talking about as a born-again person. Be honest with you, even as an unsaved person, our conscience always told us when we was wrong. Yeah, I remember when I was unsaved, I would do things, and my conscience would say, you know that ain't right. So your conscience was always designed by God to do its job. But the problem was it wasn't strong enough to defeat that spirit of iniquity that was living in us. But then there was time when he got through to us and he told her, you're wrong. Okay? God put that in every man and woman. God put that in you. Now, when you're born again, that conscience is strengthened now. It's seated in the presence of God. And if you listen to it, you won't violate God and you won't sin. And you may not know the whole book, but keep in mind, your conscience know the whole book. And if he's bothering you, it's something you're about to violate.
Become God conscious?
God conscious, that's it. That's it. And walking in the Spirit is nothing but God consciousness. You see? You're God. That's why if you deny yourself, because usually we're walking in self-consciousness. We're conscious of what's going on with self. But if you deny self, you're conscious of God. Amen. And that's what God is after, bringing us back to God consciousness. Adam was always conscious of God until they sinned, and now he's sin conscious. Sin made him selfish, and he was self-conscious. That's why he looked and said, I got to put on something. He was self-conscious. He wasn't self-conscious at first. He was God conscious. Now, I want to say something about that. That's a good point you brought up. Now, there was times in my life in the earlier days of my walk with God that I didn't know what I know now. And the Spirit was bothering me about something, but I didn't know he was trying to stop me from sinning. And I just went ahead and did it because I didn't know, you see. And I started grieving after I did it, you see. But when I learned that was God talking to me, I learned how to not do that so I don't ever have to go through the grieving process. So if you, pay attention. So if you don't know that's the Holy Ghost, when I say the Holy Ghost, your conscience, your spirit, all of that's one. They've been made one, okay? And when he's dealing with you, obey him, and you won't see him. But if he's dealing with you by something and you go cross that line, I promise you, when you get through crying, you'll know you done wrong. Amen. Oh, I don't like to be grieved. You know, I don't like to be grieved inside. I don't like to grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen. And a lot of Christians don't understand this process. And that's why a lot of them sin. Because I don't think a true Christian want to disappoint the Father. But they disappoint the Father because they don't know the operation of the Holy Ghost. Man, if we just listen to God, we'll come out the winner every time. I remember some legal battles I had in my life, and I really didn't know anything about, you know, going downtown, going through the system, going into court and going in and winning. But the Holy Ghost guided me through it, and I came out with custody. Men don't go downtown and win custody. I was listening to the Holy Ghost and came out and won custody of my daughter and had the privilege of raising my daughter. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost told me what to do. He told me what to say. He told me what paperwork to do. All I got to do is take me on a refresher course. Now I might can do some paralegal work because the Holy Ghost taught me. If you be quiet and listen to him, I guarantee you he's smarter than everyone. And you'll always come out the winner. Glory to God. And my reason for dealing with this tonight is that same Holy Ghost we're talking about now is the one that'll keep you out of sin. Amen. And it's a joy to follow him.
Hallelujah.
It's a joy to live for him. And I'm talking about proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in your life. That's where we're going with all of this. Okay. Now, You have to teach it. You have to preach it. You have to live it. And if preachers don't do that, what are they doing? What you even doing in the pulpit? Amen. This is what we're supposed to be leading the people in. Glory to God. To get you to that place where you can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It says, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. God know all things, and he know why your heart bothering you. He knows. And it's a good safety device for us. It's so safe because if something ain't right, if God don't like something and I'm heading in a certain direction, he'll let my heart start being troubled. And that's a perfect way of him telling me, son, this ain't right. Don't go there. I'm so glad he fixed it like that. Amen. So I know when my heart is at peace, me and God is we okay. We got it going on. Amen. And I want to keep it going on with him. That's why I walk in a clear conscience. Okay. It says, verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn, listen, now watch this other scripture going to prove what I'm saying. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. If your heart not bothering you, then you got confidence towards God. And it's that, and it's that confidence that will stand before him on the last day. That's why we know all going to go well at the judgment seat of Christ. Because I'm living with a clear conscience. I'm not violating the written word that I know and that the Holy Ghost bring back to my memory. And all will go well. Yeah. Amen. That's the confidence. And it goes on to say, and whatsoever we ask, watch this, when you live that type of life, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. We do what he tells us. We listen to him. We follow his leading every day. And you got and a lot of people ask God for things. Now God, sometime I let it rain on the just and the unjust. He'll just give you things because he's good. But there are deeper things that Christians need that they never get. It's simply because they don't keep his commandment. They violate his spirit inside of them. And the Bible said when we don't violate our spirit and our conscience and our conscience, it says in this verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Let me tell you how to live a pleasing life to God. Stay in the word you know and stay with a good conscience. You will please God. And whenever your conscience begin to bother you and your heart is, see, the conscience will bother you, your heart will start condemning you, you know. And whenever that happens, God is trying to say it's not well between you and I. And once we get that straightened up, and usually we'll it's easy to find out what it was, because if you've been walking all week with a clear conscience and now all of a sudden something wrong between you and God, you ain't got to look back a whole week. It just happened, apparently. You ain't got to go that far back. Amen. You might have said something to somebody. You might have reacted wrong. You could have violated somebody, you know, and God will say, go get that straight. You know, and now here's what happened. The Holy Ghost tells some Christian, go get that straight. You just don't know how they did me. And you're going to keep on walking in your life, and all of a sudden you ain't got your peace way over here. You're like, wonder what's wrong. I just don't feel right. I know what's wrong. Because that Spirit of God, he just over here. I mean, he's still in you because he's sovereign, but that little peace, that radar that got you is over here, and you still traveling. Because you didn't listen to him. You know why some Christians do that? Well, you don't know what they did to me. God don't care nothing about that. God care everything about you and him keeping things right. It's not about that person. And sometimes God will give us some tough situations. Because it is some people that we don't want to discuss. Amen. But if you get it right when the Holy Ghost tell you to get it right, it'll be well. You will please God. Y'all see that? You will please God. That's how you please God, by this operation Okay, let's move on. I didn't know I was going to spend this much time on this. Okay. Now, I just want to show you a few more made-up sins. And I want to show you how Jesus had to deprogram the disciples before they became apostles, because they had a lot of made-up sins. And Jesus purposely deprogrammed them and messed them up to destroy all them unnecessary sins in their life, because to God it was not a sin. Okay? Now, St. Matthew's chapter 12, but Jesus knew what he was doing. He was deprogramming, because if a person thinks they can't live without sinning, it's because their mindset about sin is wrong. And when you change your mindset, you'll find out that how easy it is to live for God. It's not a hard thing. Okay, Matthew 12, starting at verse 1. Now watch the story. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the cornfield. Now, you may not know why I'm laughing, but now, all the Jews, you know, the Sabbath was a big issue, you know, and nobody really keep the Sabbath, like even the Sabbath day worship, because if you drive on the Sabbath, you done broke the Sabbath. If you pick up a stick, you done broke the Sabbath. See, so they say they keeping the Sabbath day. Well, if they drove to church, they broke the Sabbath. You see what I'm saying? So they're not really keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath was strict. But now, the Jews had added some things to the Sabbath. Okay? And now, all of a sudden, Jesus got his disciples with him. And he's getting ready to break some mindsets, because they done made up some rules and regulations about the Sabbath that ain't had nothing to do with God. So Jesus wait right good till they get hungry. He could have fed them before they got hungry. He let them get hungry. Then he take them through the cornfield, knowing they're going to start picking corn and eating. Because you weren't supposed to do this on the Sabbath day, according to their mindset. And so Jesus finna break some of those religious sins they done made up. So he said, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath. He waited till the Sabbath to do this. And on the Sabbath day, through the cornfield, and his disciples were unhungered and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. See, that hunger broke that mindset. Okay, verse 2. But when the Pharisees, now watch the Pharisees now. When the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is unlawful on the Sabbath day. Now, and not only was Jesus breaking mindsets in his followers, he wanted to break some mindsets in these religious leaders. Now, if this was really a sin, do you think Jesus would have did it? No, they done made up some sins in their mind. And now Jesus, he's a great teacher. He just wait till they get good and hungry and take them in the cornfield, knowing that that hunger going to make them eat and break that mindset. Amen. So he said, and when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, have you not read? Now, what was Jesus doing? Jesus said, I'm inside the scriptures, fellas. Y'all just don't know the scriptures. I do. They thought he was breaking the law. They thought he was sinning. Jesus knew the scriptures. If you stay within what's written and you stay in a good conscience, you won't sin. Simple as that. Jesus knew the scriptures. So that's why he said, have you not read what David did when he was hungered, and they that was with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful. Now, keep in mind, it was, generally speaking, it wasn't lawful to do this. But now, watch this. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. God cared more about the man than he do the law. Okay? So now, it wasn't lawful for David to do this, but David had a need. David had been running from Saul, and now he's hungry. God permitted him to eat to sustain him. And he didn't break the law. The scripture got him right there. Scripture got you covered. Amen? Okay, David did when he was and hungered, and they that was with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. It was only for the priest. But David had a situation in his life. Yeah. Let me. There's a story I heard years ago of this underground church. I think it was in Russia when it was real, real bad. And there was a believer who was going to go to this underground church. And the KGB caught him while they was on the way to church. And they got to asking some questions. And the guy said something like he said, "Well, my brother died and we're going to read his will." So the Holy Ghost gave that to him. Amen. I mean, I'm probably telling bits and pieces of the story, but the KGB let him go. What was he saying? The Holy Ghost inspired him. Your brother is Jesus. He died. We're going to read his will. And he didn't sin, and God spared the man life. I'm serious. The Holy Ghost will keep you from sinning if you just walk with him, and he'll protect you. Let's keep reading. I want to get a little bit more of this. Verse 4, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. Or have you not read? See, Jesus got he got all kinds of scriptures on him. See, when you know the scriptures, you can stay inside of these scriptures and never sin. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Here's some priests that profane the temple, and God didn't hold them responsible for it. There are things in the scripture that will cover you when it's necessary. If you hungry, if the law says don't go through the cornfield, don't eat, don't pluck ears of corn, because that's like working. Because you ain't supposed to do that. God wouldn't even let them pick up manna off the day. They had to get a good go out on the Sabbath and get in it. Well, they're on the Sabbath day picking corn. But now God allowed them not to break the word of God when they was hungry, because God cared more about you than he do about a rule. Okay. All right. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Jesus said, I'm greater than the temple. It says, but if you have known what this meaneth, here's another scripture. Jesus was always inside of the scriptures when he was doing what he was doing. Always. The scripture kept him from so that he would never violate God's righteousness. I hope y'all see where I'm going with this. The scripture kept him. But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. God said, I'm more concerned by mercy on people than I am sacrifices. God care more about people than he do about rules. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. You would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. He said, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. He said, I'm over the Sabbath. And if I want to adjust it to feed my sheep, I'll do it. But he overruled it, and he said, I care more about them than the rule I set in place. And they never broke it. Okay, let me show you. Go to Mark. I'm just about through here. Go to St. Mark. All I'm trying to tell you, if you stay being led, to see, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The Bible said the law of the Spirit has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit is liberty. It gives you liberty. You can walk in the Spirit. And there are things the Spirit know that you may not know in this book, but he'll lead you in the right direction where you never violate your righteous stand with God.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. But I want to refer you to our webpage for more free teaching. www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us at 225-272-6647. 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.